here at 6:55. Right now, though, it's the Observation Deck with the greatest of all known Gordos, brought to us by Man's Best Friend and A Number One Air.
Okay, so we're having some sort of technical problem where on the stream, my mic sounds like I'm in a hole in China, according to tweeters.
Uh-huh.
And you're overdriven, Giorgio.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And all this is a result of one man who tries to hoard. He won't let anyone else work on our program in there, so when it screws up, he's got to fix it, and you got to put in a week's request for that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll work on it. We'll try to get it fixed for you.
I used to think that your complaints about engineering were just kind of a bit.
No,
until
it's
I've actually
bit.
Come into the studio and realized the bitterness that's involved.
Well, I
there.
Should also clarify that we have a lot of good engineers on the staff, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, guys who care.
And guys who would really like to take care of the station and bring the product to the listener, and they enjoy the station. Then there's another one. Anyway.
Anywho.
Russell emails and says, I'd like to vote for Mushmouth doing slow motion Norm. Thanks. I didn't realize we were taking votes
okay,
on this.
Okay, put that vote down.
So he wants to hear, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Dancing.
Not bad.
Wow, thanks, Giorgio, for that support.
I laugh.
I just blew out my vocal cords, and you say it's just not bad.
Not bad.
All right, thanks. All right, I did something last night that I know you guys don't have the guts to do.
A man?
Wow.
Is that on the air?
It is, unfortunately.
Hopefully not. Hopefully the same stream problems have affected Jer's mic.
Probably not.
Yeah, he was at a very low level in my ear, so it had to be. Once you go through this tuna can transmitter, I doubt anyone heard it.
Stop.
Wait till you get to my age, I'll tell you about stream problems. Anyway, Gordon, back to you.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you so generically comic?
Generic potty humor. Yeah.
I bought the Major League Baseball package on my Apple TV and on my iPad, where I can be fully plugged in to MLB at all times and can watch any game I want. I can choose the feed, which I watch. Last night I took in the old, of course, my favorite team growing up was the Washington Nationals.
The Nationals.
And I watched
Bandwagoner.
Them battle the Bandwagoner. I was...
Yeah, you joined them when Strasburg came up.
I was made fun of for jumping on the... Nationals, I wouldn't call it a bandwagon because there was no one else on it. The wagon.
Yeah.
With the Nationals 3 years ago.
And they were bad. And they were so bad that you lost total interest.
And that's not true.
And now they're in first place, so now you're back on the bandwagon.
But he didn't join up till Strasburg came on board.
That's not true. Right. It was the year before Strassi came on board.
Strassi.
I don't remember it that way.
He had a good outing a couple nights ago.
Yes, he did.
You better believe it.
So that's why you got it, just so you could watch Nationals or just the... The chance to watch any, that fascinates you to watch any baseball game.
I do like,
welcome to the club.
Yes, I do like being able to tune into any game and choose the feed because it feels like travel to me. It has the odd sensation of, wow, I just love getting into this community and seeing their broadcast and seeing all the little things that they do. And
yeah, I could see something really
surely
cool
this
about
is
that.
Free, some sort of promotional package. You actually went to the trouble to buy it.
I paid $99 on Apple TV to get this package.
But think about that. Okay, that seems like a lot of money. But then again, you're talking about an entire season of baseball, any game, every game.
Any game and every game. You know, and the weird thing is, as my sports fandom gets more confusing, I'm also kind of a Pirates fan.
Oh, gosh.
Now, is that weird?
I don't know. They strike a chord with you back in the old We Are Family days or something?
Yeah, they
or?
Did. And I, and when I was a little bitty kid, my brother had one of those flat-topped Pirates caps. Mm-hmm. And I thought those were the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
And so I kind of liked them from back then, and I kind of like their logo now, and I kind of like, you know, I don't know. I just kind of like the Pirates.
Okay. Did you see John Candelario see wearing one of those hats?
Yeah. And they're playing better.
The Pirates?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. When I look at the standings now, it doesn't make sense to my sports brain because I didn't stay plugged in last season as I should have. But I'm starting to look, and here's the Nats on top, and the Orioles are doing well.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's happening?
We'll see. It's not the All-Star break yet. Plenty of teams go by the wayside.
Behind the Nats, my Mets are right there, so we got a little rivalry going.
When the Yankees played at Washington last weekend, it was the first time they had visited a first-place Washington team since 1933. There's a little factoid for
you. You remember that, dude.
There you go.
This week in baseball.
It's my fourth year in the business back then, yes.
You were still in Iowa then, I think, though, right? So that's. I think Major League Baseball does a good job of marketing their product, and they have really good apps. Like their iPad app is really good, I think, and you know, Apple TV offers the Major League Baseball package. DirecTV offers it.
Yep.
It's just, I think they do a pretty good job. I'm pretty happy.
Let's turn off the ringer on the phone over there that somehow goes off every day, too.
Don't worry about
complained
that.
Complained about that 6 months ago.
Okay, Deucinator, I thought of you on this here. Texas translations of California euphemisms. Somebody sent this. It's one of those stupid email things, but I thought some of it was funny. Like in California, if they say you have an arsenal of weapons, what's the equivalent here in Texas? It's called a gun collection here.
Thank you.
In California, delicate wetlands. In Texas, we call that a swamp. Just call it a swamp.
Right.
Delicate
right.
wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
An undocumented worker here is an illegal alien. If you're heavily armed in California, in Texas, you're well protected.
Right.
Narrow-minded. Well, that's... You're righteous here. If you have equal access to opportunity in California, you have, we call that socialism here in Texas. That's what it's called in Texas. A multicultural community in California. Here we just call that a high crime area.
Wow.
Mike, you want to comment on that?
It's kind of all a matter of perspective, isn't it, Gordon?
In California, you call it a sniper rifle. Here you call it a scoped deer rifle. All right, I'm going to abandon this because no one seems to enjoy it.
No.
I'll just move on to something a little bit more important, if in fact there is anything.
Sorry,
like Marge?
Are you guys Apple fans? You guys purchased the iPhone?
No.
You're not iPhone guys.
My entire family is, but I'm not.
I'm the same way. Everybody else in my family has an iPhone. I don't. I still have a BlackBerry.
Well, I'm waiting for the iPhone 5 to come out before I upgrade. And the iPhone 5, I'm hearing bad news that they may be switching the iPhone plug. They use a 30-pin connector now. They're talking about switching to a 19-pin connector, which means all of those accessories, the cars that have the iPhone adapters, none of those will work anymore. This is horrible if Apple is doing this.
Man.
Is that done simply so you'll have to spend the money to buy the new
adapters? Yeah, and apparently the new adapters are going to have some sort of chip in them that you have to have, so Apple's really cracking down on unlicensed iPhone accessories. Hmm. So you have to buy this chip from Apple in order for your iPhone accessory to work.
That sounds confusing.
Yeah, but I think it's a weird deal. I don't know why they're doing that.
It's not very customer friendly.
But you know what? Apple is always... I always complain about it, and then I get used to whatever they've done. Like when they took away floppy drives in computers. You remember that? Apple was the first one. Oh, we're not going to have a floppy drive. What? You got to have that. Now they're talking about doing away with the DVD drive, the optical drive.
Mm-hmm.
And... You don't miss it. It's amazing. Well, you guys need to switch over to Apple.
I do have an iPod. Can I ask you guys a real quick technical question?
Sure. Yeah.
Got a new computer at home, and I'm having a hard time accessing my iTunes playlists now. How do I get my old songs that are already on my iPod onto my playlist on the computer without losing everything that's on my iPod?
Do I look like I'm at a Genius Bar?
Outsource that, would you?
North Park, right down the road.
This is like
214-787-1310 if anybody's got any ideas.
All right, thank you, Gordo.
Is that still the number
for those observations? And it's time now for...